coach, to dominate an opponent defensively like you did, is a greater good there that goes beyond just an influence of 1 week?
Well, you build. I think that's important. And so you set a foundation and a standard, and then you want to continue to get better at that. That's the way the guys are going to approach the week to get ready for the Cowboys. I think you try to do that throughout the season, all 16 games, and then whatever comes after that comes after that, but get better every week.
But a confidence standpoint, from the mental and emotional standpoint, how much does it help a team?
We always say like 90% of this game is from the neck up. It's important that you feel right about yourself. Keep yourself in the frame of mind where you're always going to try to work to get better, but that you have confidence and you play that way. You have a short memory, whether it's the last game or the last play. Learn from it and then get it out of your mind and let's go.
They can't get away from you, the NFC East. You can't get away from them. They're your first year here. That's the year to cross-pollinate, I always call it, against the NFC East. But the Cowboys in specific, what about the challenges defensively against them?
It is a treat to be able to play and play the NFC East. That's a good group of teams. And the Cowboys are obviously one of those. They present you not only a challenge from their offense, they've got a lot of playmakers there. They've got some all-stars on that defense. You love those kind of challenges, man. I'm telling you. You love playing good football teams. You work so hard at this, and you want that opportunity. That's the approach that I've always taken. It won't change. I'm still trying to figure out that question. Am I the bee or the flower? Which one do you want to be in this cross-pollination? But I guess you want to be the attacker in it, huh?
For you to go 3-3 in the red zone, how much of a greater benefit is that than just one single game for you? Get there and get sevens and not threes.
That's important. I've said that before during the preseason that you get down in there, not that we don't like Ryan, but we want to score touchdowns. I mean, that's what you want to do. We take a lot of pride, really, on both sides of the ball, but we take a lot of pride on not having turnovers in a game and scoring points. And defensively, they like to create turnovers, and they don't want to be scored on. So coming out of this, you're presented with a plus 50 set of downs. You want to make sure that you come out with touchdowns there.
This place is on fire. That opening win sets up the whole week. And to open for real at home against a team that you've knocked heads with for 14 years, and to be at Arrowhead, what's it going to be like?
Arrowhead will be rocking. We had so much fan support down in Jacksonville, it was crazy. And I couldn't believe how much red was down there. And it just jumps out at you now. I mean, it's not hard picking out who the Chiefs fan were. That lower bowl was just filled with Chiefs fans. And so now we get to multiply that by 100, and then you've got Arrowhead right there, and that's kind of fun bringing somebody in here and letting them experience that, and then making sure that we do our part and play good football.